We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast. I am your host, Susie Hunter, and happy Wednesday, everyone. It is Wednesday, December 20th, 2023, these final days of 2023. And we've got a cool show for you. It's going to be a chaotic show, guys. It's going to be chaotic. We have some very special guests, including Howler, if you're watching us on YouTube. Including Howler, maybe Dinger. Maybe the Cleveland Guardians hot dogs, or maybe just a couple of guys from their communication department. This is either going to be the best show or the worst show ever. No, it'll be fun. We're going to have a really good time. We'll introduce them in a couple of minutes. But first, we'll get into like the little bit of news that we have going on in our world. The Rockies apparently are signing Chance Adams again, according to John Heyman. We don't have a confirmation of this yet. And of course, John Heyman is not allowed to talk about the Rockies anymore after what he said about Todd Helton, because it's clear he doesn't know anything about the Rockies, probably doesn't know anything about baseball. I will die on that hill. And of course, also Ben Verlander trending on Twitter right now for all of the usual reasons. No, he's clowning right now. Of course, he's always like clowning over Shohei Ohtani, but he came out with his worst baseball take of all time. And that is, he says that Shohei Ohtani is the most important signing the Dodgers have ever had. There's so much wrong with that. I mean, yes, he is an important signing, but sir, did you forget about Jackie Robinson? Like the most important signing of any team of all time. Did you forget? He forgot. Or like, if that's really his opinion, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Like, let me know in the comments what you think. Let me know. All right, listen, Tiff, we should show the pictures of our very special guests joining us today. We've got Jeremy Fedor of the Cleveland Guardians, and we've got Brian Havrilla, also of the Cleveland Guardians. They are in charge of how, they're in charge of like what we know about the Guardians. I don't know, how else do you describe a communication department? This is Brian. If you're watching us on YouTube, he dropped his Chipotle. These are the pictures they sent me to use, by the way. I'm not really sure why. They're a riot. They'll be joining us in just a moment. But before that, we have to shout out our friends at Circa Sportsbook, one word, because this show would not be possible without them. Listen, Circa Resort and Casino is Vegas's first ever adults-only casino resort. Saves time on checking IDs, saves time on nonsense. I don't have to worry about dropping F-bombs because there are no kids there. But it's the world's largest sportsbook. It's a three-story stadium-style sportsbook. The TV, the big screen, is so big, it takes 10 people to run it. That's how you know it's the real deal. So tons of seating, tons of food options you can get there. VIP seating, too, if you want to take advantage of that. They have a 7,000-square-foot casino with two different levels. And, of course, Stadium Swim, the crown jewel of Vegas, I think, because this is a 4,000-person capacity pool swimming area. a huge 143-foot LED screen. It's open 365 days a year. You don't have to worry about, you know, pool season in Vegas because it's always pool season at Circa. And they've got swim-up bars, cabanas, super cabanas, so book a stay there. Book a stay. Maybe you're heading out to Vegas for Broncos Raiders, Avs Knights, or maybe something else. But when you book that stay, use code DNVR20 for 20% off. And of course, you can enjoy the wonders of Circa Sportsbook in your phone, because Circa Sportsbook is available in Colorado. Download the app right now. You can find that app at circasports.com. But remember, bets can only be made while physically located in the state of Colorado. You must be 21 or older. All rights reserved. Circa Sportsbook Colorado encourages you to gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-GAMBLER or visit problemgambling.org. And let's also shout out our friends at Breck Brew, our OG beer kings and queens. We love Breck Brew because they have been making local beer right here in Colorado for decades, for 33 years. Is it still 33 years? I feel like it's got to be 34 now at this point. I feel like I've been saying 33 years for the past 2 years. But they've been doing this for decades. They are making it with 100% renewable energy. And of course, don't forget, the Christmas Ale is the beer of the month here at the bar. So you can get a pint of that for $6. And it's a new recipe too. All right, I've got these guys blowing up my texts right now. I don't know why, so let's bring them in. Again, we have some gentlemen from the Cleveland Guardians organization. They are part of the communication department. We're going to air horn them up, but we've got Brian Havrilla here on my right and Jeremy Fedor here on my left. Guys, welcome in. How are you doing?
Okay.
Cool.
I'm fine.
That's great. This is tremendous.
It's great to see you, Susie.
It's been too long.
It really has been. I saw you guys, of course, when the Rockies played in Cleveland. That was, you know, at first it was a fun trip because one of our favorite young starters is an Ohio native and grew up going to Cleveland Guardian, or, you know, Cleveland baseball games from the previous name. And then, of course, we left there with a very injured Herman Marquez. So we've got some mixed memories from our last trip. And also I, you know, was hanging out with you guys. So definitely a real mixed bag.
To be honest, all I remember is hanging out with you and Brian. You know, when you sit through almost 80 games, they tend to blur together at home. But I don't know, what was that 3-game series? What was the end result? I don't remember.
You know what? I actually don't remember either because, like, the big takeaway was our recently reinstated Herman Marquez, like, one of our freaking aces, went right back on the IL immediately and stayed on there because he needed Tommy John. He totally wrecked his UCL right there in Cleveland.
Oof. Yeah, it was a long season for us. I mean, a lot of good highs. Josh Naylor went wild for a while, hitting home runs, and I don't know if he hit any against the Rockies, but you know, it's one of those seasons for us too, where it just injuries kept happening. And so you pick out the highlights of the season, you know, both personal and stuff on the field. So it was got another season watching Hosey. It was a lot of fun. And I don't know how people in Colorado love Hosey, but I'm sure they do. How do you not love Jose Ramirez and the way he plays the game of baseball?
Hosey was his nickname, actually. This is new information.
Sweet King and Goat also work.
I've heard Sweet King.
Yeah, our sweet beloved prince. We love him in Cleveland, and everyone else should love him too.
But listen, I mean, I am a big fan of Jose Ramirez in terms of his fighting career versus Tim Anderson. I don't know if you guys are allowed to talk about that or not, but I will say it was a pretty funny moment on social media in the days that followed that.
Yeah, and you know, I guess I can't say we were there, and that's one of those moments where, again, I'm more of the utility guy of the department. I'm like the David Fry. I'll play first base, you know, catcher. Actually, my hair plug just fell. it's already chaos. Did Fry pitch this year too? I think for us, that's the kind of guy I am. So when Brian needs a spell, I'll go on Twitter and stuff. But I'm pretty sure Brian, you were working that game.
Yeah, I was there. I was actually saying hi to a friend. I was in like the center field area One of our other interns at the time came down with me and, you know, saying hi to one of my friends down there. And all of a sudden, like, the stadium started to, like, people were, like, gasping and, like, you know, kind of what was happening. Like, I couldn't see it all happening initially. Like, obviously we knew, like, Jose got a double, and then all of a sudden, like, chaos is happening on the field. So we hightailed it back to the press box and kind of caught it all from that point of view. But yeah, it was one of those things, like, you kind of don't forget where you were. It was chaos.
I will always remember where I was when I found out. All right. So I'm sure running social media for a baseball team, any professional team, comes with a lot of highs, a lot of lows, a lot of weird replies to your tweets. What is the weirdest thing you guys have ever seen in the replies to a Cleveland Guardians tweet?
Weirdest reply. And we've had some surprise stuff, like Brian's connection to Noah Kahn. That was all organic, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, so I'm trying to think, like, weirdest replies. It's, like, there should be one that sticks out, but, you know, if you've been on Twitter long enough, you know that it's kind of a hellscape. So
there used to be those highs. Someone made, like, these videos after we would win games, and it was just, like, chaos in a 30-second video of, like, loud noises and like overexposed photos.
So think of when TCU was really good a couple years ago in football. They had those, actually might have been like last year, those like horn frog like video recaps whenever they'd win a game, and it was just like the cesspool of like internet content. And that was like somebody within our fan base was doing that. Geez, that might have been my first year, 2018, 2019. So they were doing it years before it was cool. Yeah, those definitely stick out.
But there's a lot of creative stuff too. Yeah, there's people put stuff out, and it's just like, how did someone think of that? Or, you know, a lot of hammy photos where, you know, they use this catchphrase that he's about to say ball game so loud on you, or something like that. Like, there's some really creative stuff people come up with.
Do you guys ever see these replies and like these creative ones and think like, oh, we should hire them?
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely gotten some ideas from people before. I crowdsource from time to time.
Crowdsource. Okay, got it. So the Cleveland Guardians Twitter account steals content. Next question.
Yes.
For legal purposes, this is a joke.
On the record.
You guys do have a lot of really good bits that you do. What's your favorite ongoing social media bit?
Ooh. I don't, we're kind of in the brainstorming process to begin a couple new ones. So I don't know that I have like a favorite one we're currently doing, but there was a season we hit Nicolas Cage in like 50 or so lineup graphics, like just very like opaque, transparent. And there were like one or two people throughout the season that kind of like would notice it here and there. But other than that, it went pretty unnoticed. And then a random day in like January, we just like revealed, hey, we hid this in like 53 lineup graphics. So it was like this big, like people were going on scavenger hunts trying to find, you know, Nicolas Cage's face and all these different lineup graphics.
Didn't we hide the grimace as well?
Yeah, Yeah. So big news this year. Susie, you were obviously our favorite guest that we had in Cleveland this year. Our second favorite guest, we had Grimace come to throw out a first pitch.
Yeah.
Which was just amazing. He's everything you want him to be, but somehow more. It was funny because you had a bunch of grown adults that day that were just super excited to go to work because they were going to get to meet Grimace and take a picture with Grimace. But yeah, we hid his face in a couple lineup graphics, I think it was, to kind of like tease that we were gonna do it. And then, you know, he just shows up one day, and yeah, that was probably my favorite day of work this year.
One thing we did too during the COVID season, trying just to, you know, have some fun where we could, was obviously one of the most memorable parts of our history is a 10-cent beer night. And you know, since no one was allowed into the ballpark for COVID in 2020, we ended up making a graphic that said, hey, tonight is 10 cent beer night, you know, so fans in attendance can, we had a graphic Brian made. And, you know, I think it got some laughs in a time where you know, we need some lighthearted humor. And I mean, I don't know if we can technically say we had another, you know, 10 cent beer night, but we had a tweet that said we did. So that one went off without a hitch too.
Is 10 cent beer night like the kind of thing where, like, when I know, like, being from Philly, like, when people are trying to say that Philly fans are trash, they're like, oh, you guys threw snowballs at Santa. No one wants to acknowledge that Santa deserved it. But, like, is that the kind of thing that you guys get all the time when people are trying to roast you?
No, I think 10 cent beer, I mean, there's t-shirts. You'll see them at ball games people wear. It's probably, I think most of the Cleveland t-shirt companies have a 10 cent beer night. It's one of those things that is more just like, comical. Like, that was something that, you know, went off, and then, you know, that one that got famous didn't end well. But then they had one after, I think a few weeks after, and I guess it wasn't too uncommon of a promotion back then as well. So most of the roasting comes, I think, when people try to make fun of, like, the river catching fire, or, you know, those things, which, again, when you're, it's one of those things where it's just, you've heard it 1,000 times before. It rolls off your back.
I mean, Susie, so you are one of the greatest Cleveland defenders I've ever met in my life.
Thank you.
And given that you're not even from here, like, we genuinely appreciate people like that. Like, Cleveland is not as bad as everyone, you know, makes it out to be.
Most people come to Cleveland when they leave, like, oh, that was a lot cooler than I thought it would be. And there's a lot going on. You get the big town amenities, big city stuff. You get less traffic. The cost of living's great. Beer's cheap. You know, you have all three major sports teams. And I mean, again, we're biased because we're from here, but you've been here. You're not from here, and you will, you know, fly your Cleveland flag. And especially, you know, you love the hot dogs, you love Slider. And I think one of the best ballparks in baseball too.
To me, not that mascots talk, but, like, Slider has never made a fuss over me like the hot dogs do. I'm just saying.
Someone with Slider, actually, come to think of it, a couple years ago, someone got a piece of, like, his tail fur at spring training, and it actually went up on eBay, and I don't know how much it went for, but someone sold a piece of, like, Slider's fur that got caught, like, in a seat or something. So the dedication to mascots is something.
Like a lucky rabbit's foot kind of thing. Like, that's,
well, it was just the fur though. It wasn't even like if you ripped the fur off this thing and then, like, yeah, it somehow got caught because I don't know how they would have gotten it otherwise. So yeah, Slider's that's an interesting cat.
Yeah.
Susie has that out of frame in her studio right now. She's the one that bought it.
One who bought it. Before we take a quick ad break, I have a follow-up question about the Grimace appearance. I didn't see Grimace at other ballparks. Why did Grimace end up throwing out a first pitch at a Cleveland Guardians game?
A great corporate sponsorship team. They worked their connections and got Grimace. You know, it was the time of the Grimace shake, and you know, they said, hey, do you want the Grimace to come to the ballpark? And what we're trying to get more, you know, big names to throw out a first pitch. And what's a bigger name than the Grimace? Like, everyone else after that, it was kind of like, well, are they at Grimace level? Not quite. But we had some people come close to Grimace level this year, but no one reaches that.
I mean, kids plug your ears. The real reason, so, like, yeah, we invited him on social, and our CP team reached out to McDonald's because they're a partner. And there was, like, on this side of the country, there is one Grimace suit, like, mascot suit. And it just so happened to be, like, in Ohio, like, in the area. So that's kind of how that came to fruition. But we had a couple other, like, people from different teams and their social departments, like, reach out to us, like, jealous. Like, how did you guys get Grimace out? And we're like, what can we say?
That's amazing. I see your power and I respect it. And it was incredible. It was a great first pitch too. Definitely not the worst first pitch I saw at a Cleveland Guardians game this season. All right, we're gonna, I'm gonna shout out some people. So let's get these guys out of here because they don't want to be here for ad breaks. Guys, Breckenridge they have the official bourbon, or they have the official whiskey of the Denver Broncos. We love our friends at Medprec Distillery, though. Listen, they have a new vodka commemorating the first white alternate Broncos helmets. It's called the Broncos Blizzard. Oh, and it'll match the white end zone that we'll see, I think, the next Broncos home game. So that'll be fun. But yeah, Breckenridge Distillery, award-winning spirits, an immersive guest experience. You can eat at their award-winning restaurant. You can enjoy a bunch of show-stopping cocktails. You can learn about their award-winning spirits, too. And listen, if you are not a whiskey gal or a whiskey guy, maybe you want something that's already made for you. Reiki seltzers are made with Breck spirits. They are some of the best seltzers I've ever had. We're obsessed with them. We are drinking them all the time here at the bar. But you can try them at the bar, too. You can try them at our Broncos tailgates. We still got a couple left. Make sure you grab a taster. And Breckenridge Distillery products available in all 50 states. Shop your local retailer or visit BreckenridgeDistillery.com for home delivery of Breckenridge Spirits. A pray anywhere. And listen, Shady Rays, you can bring them anywhere and you don't have to worry about breaking them or losing them because they will replace them if something horrible happens to them. Take on the sun with gear built to last. Shady Rays, an independent sunglasses company that offers a world-class product that is just as good as any of the expensive designer pairs I've worn. That's for sure. And they're durable, clear optics, polarized. They are the real deal. You can shop their whole collection online at ShadyRays.com or head to the Park Meadows Mall. They've got a store. All things Shady Rays you can find at the Park Meadows Mall. But this is an exclusive deal for our listeners. Shady Rays is giving out their best deal of the season. Go to ShadyRays.com and use code DNVR for 50% off two or more pairs of polarized sunglasses. So try for yourself the shades rated 5 stars by more than 250,000 people. All right, let's bring Brian and Jeremy back. Welcome back, gentlemen. Jeremy, you're also the team historian. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Cool.
Very emphatically. Yeah. I love it's a wonderful job. I get to do awesome stuff. So actually, just last month, Brian and I, we got to drive out to Cooperstown and drop off a few items for a nice little loan. So that's about a 6.5 hour drive from Cleveland to Cooperstown. And we're lucky to be that close. I can't imagine what the drive is from Denver. But Brian wouldn't remember. He slept most of the way. So a little sleepy guy in the back seat while I'm, you know, passengers, I couldn't sleep, obviously, but we made it in a good amount of time and spent the rest of the time, you know, making content as the social world would call it. So Brian is currently editing those videos and it was awesome. I mean, Cooperstown in the summer is cool because it's crowded and there's a lot of energy going on. Cooperstown in the winter is like the flip side. There were, I don't know, maybe we passed like 15 people in the hall that day. It was pretty, pretty much had the run of the show to ourselves. So if you're looking to go to Cooperstown, get out there. There's a lot of great Cleveland artifacts. Among them is John Adams' drum, which we dropped off on a loan there, and the bat that Babe Ruth leaned on in that famous photo from, that's actually Bob Feller's bat. But yeah, a lot of rich history in Cleveland. Baseball as well as other aspects, because again, as we all know, Cleveland's just an absolutely wonderful place to be.
Do know that.
Susie, Jeremy failed to mention that he does host a podcast too. And I have to just go on the record here to say that your podcast is so much more exciting. I actually use Jeremy's to fall asleep at night. So during my Spotify Wrapped, he was my number one podcast because I use it to sleep.
I do have that great like NPR voice when I'm recording stuff. You know, you really got to like just get your tea and just get ready for it. And, you know, just let it, like, it's like a velvet. Yeah. Like I'm yelling a little bit here just because I'm excited. You know, I'm just excited. I have my TikTok light and everything. I mean, I might just break out and do a dance. Big shout out to our friend Janet that's been watching us, by the way. She was texting us. So I just wanted to do that.
Shout out to my mom too. She said she was going to tune in. Janet was actually, she shot us a message and corrected Jeremy because he was calling it the Grimace. It's just Grimace. So Jeremy's probably one of those people that calls it the MLB too. Worst people you know.
hear you, Susie. I can't hear you. Where'd you go?
Susie. Am I back?
You're on mute. Oh, you're back. We're back.
I'm back. We're back. We're back. I was just saying, listen, our TIFF producer just added, don't be shy, Janet. Hop in the comments. Follow me back on Instagram. A little backstory, guys. Before we went on air, of course, I'm talking to these guys in a group chat for the whole morning, and they're like, Janet, you need to follow Janet. And I'm like, I've never heard of Janet. So I'm like, okay, fine. I'll go follow her on Instagram. She's not even following me. I'm like, I don't know what's going on, and I don't think I ever will.
She's just one of our former interns, an absolute superstar to have worked with, and just a heck of a person. So she's doing great things in the sports world, and just wanted to gas her up a little bit.
Okay, that's amazing. And can you tell me where she works now?
I don't know what the rules are anymore.
You know what? If Janet wants to pop on and tell us what she's up to, if Janet wants to join the podcast, obviously there's no rules and anything goes. I am surprised. I know when we were prepping for the show, Jeremy, you seemed really excited to be able to curse on the show, yet we've heard exactly zero F-bombs. What's going on? Why did you lie to me?
I was just testing the waters. Brian's mom's watching. Mrs. Havrilla is an absolute angel. So I know I don't want to, you know, say anything. It's the Christmas season too. It's got to be Santa's watching. We're days away from Santa coming to town, and I'm not gonna jeopardize.
Be wussed out is what I'll write down.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing because Jeremy has like the worst, and I'm seeing lines from like my
blinds. Yeah, look at that. This guy needs some like blinds or something. What are you recording in the closet?
I need a TikTok light. I'm gonna have to open my blinds. I'm scared to move. Jeremy,
look, I'm
like
Brian. I got blinds on my face.
I'm gonna open these.
Wow, what a disaster! Have you ever had a guest just get up in the middle of the show to like finagle their blinds? It's called prep work. It's called, you know, being ready for the occasion. Now he's gone. He might have dropped his phone or. Did we lose Brian? Is he gone?
He's
muted again. Oh.
It's
back.
Just like such a boy apartment where you just don't have curtains.
Nope, no curtains. I'm back.
Hello, welcome back. Welcome back. It's good to see you.
It's good to be here.
I guess.
Oh. Frederick, the two best of friends. Do you know Frederick, or is Frederick just like catching on?
Good old Freddie Brown. He's one of the clubbies for the Guardians. One of the best in the business. Shout out, Freddie.
All right, Freddie. Yes, I love people who love Cleveland. Anyone, if you're in the chat right now, just drop your favorite thing about Cleveland. Don't be shy. You know, I mentioned, you know, of course, Jeremy, a historian. Did you know that Cleveland is named after a dude from Connecticut?
Yeah, Moses Cleveland. And Kmart didn't really stay long, though. I think it was just like a few weeks. And then
set up shop and then booked it out of there. Biggest mistake of his life.
He's got a statue. Used to be at Public Square. I come to think of it, I don't know where they've moved it. Public Square has gone through extensive renovations. And I don't know. He's got a statue somewhere. If you watch Major League, at one point they show that statue and he's got a little batting helmet and all that. But yeah, so... The connection's there.
I just want to pop in and say that there is actually no Janet. Her name is Janie. We are just, aww. I am currently surrounded by the most chaotic men I've ever met in my life. Janie, great to have you in here. You're welcome on the show anytime if you want to talk about the abuse you went through with these guys. Carter in the chat, my favorite thing about Cleveland is the Quiet Hotel Bar. Is that the name of a hotel?
So, me being in my late 30s, I enjoy a post-game, you know, if we're going to go out for a post-game beer or something like that, there is a nice hotel bar beyond the parking garage that is never too crowded, never too loud. It's the perfect place to go. You're not bumping into people. It's having a nice... Beer Carter used to get upset because I didn't invite him most of the time. He's also a former intern. with us. So good to see you, Martin. And but yeah, it's a very nice, very nice. I think the best bars are the bars that aren't too loud. You know, you want to have conversation. Unless you're with Brian, then you want to watch TV and just pretend that, you know, you're by yourself. But yeah, great, great bar, great atmosphere, quiet, not too crowded, and good prices.
Wow. Wow. What a beautiful thing. I've never been to a quiet bar because once I get to a bar, it's no longer quiet.
You know, are we going to talk about when you were doing your reads before? When are we getting the invite to the DNVR bar?
I've got a guest room for y'all. I will hook you guys up at the bar. So when Cleveland plays in Colorado next year, you guys should just come out here, hang out at the bar. You can be on the show in person. It'll be a real good time.
Okay.
Now we showed Brian's picture of when he spilled Chipotle all over the concourse. Is anyone going to talk about when you spilled your soup at Press Dining and it made an absolute mess? I think I don't know where I was for that. I think I was there. Brian, you want to, or was I not?
Tiff, pull up that picture. We actually do have that prepared.
Good.
Brian, you tell the tale while we pull up this picture.
Yeah, so for those tuning in that have not been in a press box, there's an area called Press Dining. It's like a cafeteria. And we have a pretty regular, like, spread day to day. Like, there's, you know, a couple things that vary every day, but usually there are some hot dogs, hamburgers, soup options, like a typical, like, day-to-day schedule of food. But while Susie was there, she decided to indulge in the soup section. Susie, do you remember what soup it was? What kind of soup? Oh, that's definitely chicken noodle or wedding soup, one of the two. But yeah,
it was
so cold
in Cleveland, so, like, it was definitely, like, soup weather. I just, like, needed any hot liquid I could get. But as you can see from the picture, if you're watching us live on YouTube, I spilled the soup.
Yeah, so she, you know, you can help yourself to, you know, however many helpings of whatever food's out there. But Susie wanted to try to fit it all in one bowl. So she of course, overfilled it and spilled everywhere. They had to get out the caution floor is wet sign, so they didn't have a lawsuit on their hands, all because of Susie. She got ambitious with the soup.
That's pretty embarrassing for me, especially because you guys are definitely a group of people that if any slip up happens, oh, it's all over. You guys will remember it forever.
Never forget.
Did Susie issue an official apology. I issued an official, like, a notepad apology on Twitter. I'll read that. I need to come clean. It was me. I spilled the soup in the Cleveland Guardians press dining room. It wasn't a lot of soup, but it was enough to cause a scene. I deeply regret overfilling my soup bowl. I will learn from this mistake, and I hope we can all move past this egregious error. To the people of Cleveland, I hope you accept this apology. Clearly, we have not moved past this egregious error, and no one has accepted my apology.
Never forget. Susie actually spelled that out pretty well. We have the kind of environment in Cleveland that if you mess up one time, no one will ever let you forget. So
it's just amongst us friends. Yeah, we like to have fun. And like I said, Brian spilled that Chipotle 3 years ago, and it's still a topic of conversation. So like to have a little fun with each other. You know, it's a good vibe we have that, you know, if keeps us on our toes. You get have a little fun, and you know, you do it because you care.
Yeah. Speaking of you guys definitely have a lot of fun. Brian, can you show us the sweater you're wearing?
Oh yeah.
And maybe tell us about who you're wearing.
Okay. Yeah. So before I do that, the backstory of the relationship between Jeremy and I is kind of like the Jim and Dwight office relationship, where we kind of just bully each other incessantly. And it's the whole point is to kind of remain one step ahead of the other person. At least that's what I try to do. So whenever, you know, a prank happens, I'm ready with, you know, my next two. So this could come in the form of like the 1 year anniversary of me spilling my Chipotle bowl. Jeremy bought a cake, had that picture printed on it. we had a dress like Jeremy Day this year where I
that got was weird
in our in
yeah,
our department.
I showed up and everyone's wearing cardigans and stuff, and I just didn't think about it too much, and then it got not carried away, but there were some outfits that really hit the nail on the head in terms of my personality. A
couple bald caps. Jeremy, show us your head.
If you're watching us on YouTube, there's nothing there. There's nothing there.
Nothing.
So last year for work, about this time, we had a award ceremony or some HR thing, but they're like, yeah, wear your ugliest Christmas sweater. So, you know, me being the person that I am, had this, it's a little beat up at this point because all the stickies came off and the washing machine. Ironically, I have one of them floating around in my dryer that will remain there forever. It's stuck to it. I can't get it off. And what the it I'm referring to is little Jeremy heads. You can see they're this one's a little ripped, but yeah, one of these heads is floating around in my dryer. But we call him Egghead because he's bald. Some snowflakes because, you know, seasonal. Here's a bigger version of the face. I'm trying to center it in the camera there, but
that is a presence.
Yeah, this is the ugliest Christmas sweater I own. So,
oh my god!
Yeah, I think goes to show how we like to laugh at ourselves, and I mess up a lot, so you know, there's a picture. I don't know if Brian ever sent it to you as well, where I may have announced the wrong pitcher warming up during a game, and ended up having to retract that and then sat underneath the desk for a while with my face buried in my hands, because usually it's not my gig, but like I said, I'm a utility guy. When something needs to be done, I like to help out. And I forget, it was towards the end of the season and someone told me someone was warming up, and it just, now that picture lives on forever as, you know, when someone does something that can get sent around. And you know, I owned it. I admit that I messed up, so it's not the first time, won't be the last time.
Susie,
the sun too bright for you, Brian? Look at the sun in his eyes.
This
it's like
the
a,
worst spot I could have sat.
Absolutely.
There are so many better spots, but I'm not moving.
What were you asking me?
What was I asking you?
Yeah, you were just asking me, or you were saying something to me.
I just sent the picture of Jeremy under the desk. The one year anniversary of that, I had that printed on a T-shirt and I wore that.
Oh my gosh. All right. Well, we're gonna work to get this on our show as soon as possible. Yes. I'm gonna send this to our super producer Tiff, who is gonna work on the fly. This is definitely a picture. This is definitely a picture of disappointment. I can't wait till you guys see it. You guys have some nicknames and stuff. I want to know, Jeremy, does Brian have any nicknames, and what are their origins?
So
I'd like to know the, he spells I'd his like name, to know the origins too. So
he spells his name Bryan. As much as he wants to deny it, he's a Brian with a Y. His Twitter handle will not say that, but it's Brian with a Y. And also everyone affectionately refers to him as Beans. So that's just the nickname. It's just kind of, I don't know if there is an origin story to it. He's just Beans, you know. He looks like a guy whose name would be Beans, and it kind of sticks. And everyone that is friends with Brian, it's made its rounds, and so if you ever get an email or a text where I'm like, hey, me and Beans are, you know, going somewhere, that's Brian with a Y, and that's the one that really sticks. I'm sure I've called him a lot of things. No, sleepy boy, like I said, in the back of the car, he's just a little sleepy guy, or
Brian, my question for you, do you feel harassed at work?
Oh, constantly. But the thing about Jeremy is, if he doesn't harass you, he doesn't actually like you. So like, it's this weird, sick, twisted middle child syndrome thing he's got going on, where that's his way of showing affection. Jeremy actually shot me on the topic of beans. He shot me a text the other day. His son, so his kids call me Mr. Beans.
Mr. So polite, by the way.
Yeah, Mr. Beans. But his son asked Jeremy the other day if I could beat Uncle Beans. So
Uncle Beans.
Yeah, Jeremy and I are now brothers.
Family. Oh, you know what? I love that. By the way, Tiff, do we have that picture ready to show our YouTube channel? Here we're popping this up right now. Jeremy hiding under a desk after tweeting the wrong pitcher was warming up. What a devastating moment for the Cleveland Guardians organization. Probably the worst thing that's ever happened. Wow. It's amazing you guys have moved through this and are here to talk about it today.
That's a good picture. It captures the emotion of the moment. And like I said, I'm a perfectionist. And that was not a perfect moment by any means. But, you know, I was trying to help. And nobody's perfect. So that's a picture that sticks around. And it's a good memory.
A good memory. A good memory of a hard lesson learned.
That's how you learn, you know. You make mistakes, and then that's just one of many.
Fascinating. I love how this turned from just goofing around to like really like an after school special where we're all learning a lesson together. I do want to ask. All right, I've got some questions. You guys have the honor of working with some of the most famous hot dogs in the biz. What is it like working alongside such incredible celebrities?
Oh, they're great. My kids have both been the mini hot dogs on Kids Fun Day, so they really enjoy that. They enjoy their time throwing t-shirts out and dancing at the hot slider and the dogs. They have their little concerts every Sunday, which are great family events if you're in the Cleveland area and are looking for something to do on a Sunday morning. Kids Fun Days are by far some of the best events in Cleveland. But they're phenomenal. They're always up to hijinks. They're always, you know, whether it's throwing basketballs from the top level into the hoop on the field at one point. They're up into all kinds of hijinks, and there's never a dull moment with them.
Seriously.
Yeah, I mean, Susie, for those watching, I had the personal experience of filming Susie embracing the hot dogs for the first time when she saw them in Cleveland this year. It was a pretty special moment. She was almost in tears, and they're hot dogs, but they were probably crying too. I don't know. It's hard for them to show emotion. What a special picture we got there.
The picture, the first time I ever came to Cleveland, the hot dogs actually slid into my DMs saying like, hey, we want to greet you when you get here, because I was on that big road trip. I was going to all the stadiums. And of course, like, I mean, I was paying for all these tickets myself. So I was all the way up in the nosebleeds. I was as high up as you could be. And I told them where I was sitting, and they came up, and it was very hard for them to walk up all those stairs, but they came up. People were losing their minds. They were just absolutely going crazy watching these hot dogs climb up these stairs, all to like give a 30-year-old woman a gift bag.
I mean, if the Beatles were hot dogs, you know, it's like the same thing. The way Beatlemania took off, it's hot dog mania with these. I mean, everyone, you can't, if it's a crowded Saturday night, it's tough for them to get around the ballpark because everyone wants to take their photo and high five them. And they are Cleveland celebrities.
Celebrities, yeah, really, nationally to me.
It's really like working with like the coolest people you've ever met. You walk down the hallway and you run into Mustard, and you're like, your heart's fluttering a little bit. You get starstruck every time you see him. It's great.
Starstruck. All right, we have a picture actually of the Christmas card. I love this imagery of the hot dogs going to see Santa. My question to you, as we head into, you know, the new year, which of these hot dogs is the biggest liability heading into 2024?
Mustard's always up to something.
I think the easy answer is Mustard, right? Like he's kind of very public with his hijinks, his issues. But I think ketchup's kind of an underdog as far as trouble goes.
I was gonna ask. Didn't Mustard get sent down to the minors a couple of years ago?
Yeah, he got to the point. It was maybe about halfway through the season, and he hadn't won a race yet. So, you know, the newspapers were calling him washed. People on social media were just like burying him, like cut this guy. Luckily, he had some options left. So yeah, he got sent down to actually high A. He went right from the majors to high A.
Humbling.
Won a couple races. Yeah, won a couple races there, and got the call back to the bigs, and kind of picked up his stride.
One of the coolest things with them too is now they have a championship title belt, like a WWE style belt that they, you know, hand out after each race. They pass it around, and I've gotten to hold it. It's one of those moments you don't forget, holding the Guardian Hot Dog race winning belt. So again, a great photo op if you come across them and they have it. It's a wonderful real piece of history.
Wow, I was gonna say, where did they even get that?
Again, you know, Mustard and the crew, they're crafty. They have connections. They have their, you know, their gloved fingers in a lot of different areas that they're, you know, getting belts or getting other props or whatnot. So you never count them. You know, you never know what's up their sleeves.
Their sleeves. They're slimy hot dog sleeves. guys, I've actually kept you on way longer than I originally had even planned on. So I love that you guys are such good sports, staying on, chatting. I've lost track of time. But before you guys depart, you know, for the holidays and all that, and also from this podcast, is there anything y'all are trying to plug? I know Brian's selling some calendars. You've got a podcast. This is the floor is yours, gentlemen.
I mean, I have a Guardians baseball history podcast I record with alumni during the season. I've been getting those out slowly but surely. And, you know, I'm excited. We have our Guards Fest coming up next month. That's always a fun time to, you know, be around fans, especially in January when it's cold and snowy in Cleveland. It's that real kickoff to our real build up to spring training and regular season. And once that gets going, and you know, our home opener is the day of the eclipse, so that should be exciting. Yeah, so that's been
the eclipse is like going, you know, right through. Like you can see it really well from Cleveland, right?
So Cleveland's a good place to be. Yeah, so that's exciting. Home opener is always exciting. Just the opening of a baseball season. You know, we're far enough out from the end of the season now. You start getting that itch that you know you want to get back into the swing of things. So.
I'm ready.
And the ballpark's going to look really cool with all the renovations they're doing. So it's going to be, you'll have to come back and see all the new, you know, areas in the ballpark, and it's going to be exciting. So that's what I'm plugging, what I'm excited about. I don't know what Beans is amped for.
meaty things do you have for us?
What, I'm sorry, what was that?
I don't know. It was a really bad transition. Just plug something, please. Okay. Take me out of my misery.
As Susie mentioned, so I do landscape photography. I got some 2024 calendars, got a whole box I'm trying to get rid of at this point. And, you know, once the new year flips over, they kind of lose their value a little bit. So I'm trying to get rid of those, as soon as possible. Susie tweeted out my, and she tagged me in a post earlier. So if you have interest, my DMs are open.
DMs are open.
I do want to say we've had most of our former interns have been blowing us up. So it just goes to show, you know, when you come to Cleveland, you make lifelong friends. I'm talking like interns from years ago. They're watching. So hi, all the other interns who are now in jobs, whether it's in baseball or other sports or not in sports. But, you know, we have a good group of people that, you know, it's always fun to hear. So, you know, Janet and the rest of the crew, it's thanks for, you know, joining us on this ride.
Shout out to the interns.
I think my favorite text I've gotten throughout this entire time of, you know, interns chiming in is one of our interns from last year who's working a job in baseball. His name's Jared. Said that when Jeremy was talking about our workplace culture, he said Jeremy trying to explain the toxic workplace he's created. Jeremy really undersold the environment he's kind of fostered. And if you put both of us in the same room together, we can be a little like the old Muppets. I don't know if you've ever seen the Muppets, but the two guys that yell from the balcony, that's kind of like Jeremy and I. We like to have a little fun.
Just clarify too, it's all good. We're all having good fun. It's all good natured.
No one call HR. Everyone's fine. No. Oh,
Jeremy is so scared of that. He's so scared of that.
We all genuinely care about each other, and it's like I said, with the amount of the interns that keep messaging us, I like to think, you know, we're all good friends.
Is it friendship? Is it Stockholm Syndrome? We'll never know, but it's a lifelong connection nonetheless. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining the show. Check your mailboxes for your gift bags. And make sure you listen to Jeremy's podcast, order some calendars from Brian, please. But gentlemen, happy holidays. Talk to you soon. Before we're actually gone, we've got some incredible stuff. We're going to dive into this Ben Verlander, Otani, Jackie Robinson drama happening on Twitter. I'm sure we'll have more info. We'll see if the Rockies have any new transactions that we have to, you know, get into. But of course, the really exciting thing, Friday is when we're back, by the way, Friday at 4 p.m. Mountain Time, Josh Sushan of the Albuquerque Isotopes and other things. We'll be joining the show, making his triumphant return. It's been a while since we've caught up with him, so this will be a good one for sure. All right. And Tiff, anything you want to plug?
No, I don't think so. Sorry about that.
That's okay. I'm just like,
bye.
You didn't even say goodbye. We're good. Tiff, thank you as always for producing a great show. Thank you to Jeremy and Brian for taking the time to deal with my annoying ass. I'm really disappointed they didn't curse at all. They like really talked up how many F-bombs they were going to drop.
Yeah, that was chaos. That was
chaotic.
That was madness and chaos.
They're like
a lot.
Yeah. They're like my favorite people in baseball.
They're hilarious.
They have a great riff going on. And they're very welcoming too. Cause when I went out to Cleveland, like I got to sit at their table. They're a click. I got to sit at their lunch table though, which was a huge deal.
Cute. Adorable.
I know. All the other Rockies people were so jealous. They were like, wow, like, wow, how did you get to sit there?
We've never gotten to sit with Egghead and Beans before. If they were like a freaking old school radio show, that would be their names.
Egghead and Beans? That would be a shock jock show where they like, yeah, that would be a shock jock show for sure. Guys, I mean, if you're still listening, I hope you take that to one of the Cleveland radio stations and run with it. Please, I would love that. But guys, tune in again Friday at 4 p.m. Mountain Time. We're going to have the incredible Josh Sushan on the show. And we'll have some other, you know, fun things going on too. But Tiff, you know what I like to say about closing out a show?
What do you like to always say before closing out a show?
I always say this.
That I should have remembered.
Always say this. I always say, fuck it, we ball. Talk to you guys on Friday. Have a good day.
We all silly like the mayor.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.